district's current equity policy, the district is to determine what is needed to provide for student success. The superintendent is to recommend strategies to help students be successful, and schools which exceed 15% over the district-wide average of students eligible for free and reduced lunch are to receive extra attention. The district is proposing to delete the requirement that the district pay extra attention to schools which exceed 15% over the district-wide average of free and reduced lunch. The district says it has never followed this policy, and the new policy would have no such focus on high-need schools. Interestingly, all of the elementary schools proposed to be closed exceed the district-wide average for free and reduced lunch by more than 15%. And all of those schools would have been eligible for special attendance or special attention under the board's current equity policy. The district average for free and reduced lunch is 42% based on the MMSD website, and 15% over that figure would be 57%. The three elementary schools proposed to be closed all have more than 60% of their students eligible for free and reduced lunch. Emerson has 62% of its students eligible. Lakeview has 64%. Lindbergh has 60%. These are all based upon the MMSD's website. These schools have not received any extra attention under the current equity policy. Instead, the only extra attention these schools have received is from the folks looking at boundary changes. I believe, and I've said, that it is the district's job to provide our students with a high-quality education and to use the funds we have wisely. But where in these proposals for schools, school closing, is the district's vision on what it takes to provide students with a high-quality education? Nowhere have I heard any discussion that the district's vision can best be provided by consolidating schools at a very large school, like the proposed 800-student elementary school at the Black Hawk campus, or the proposed 1,100-student campus at Leopold. Nowhere have I heard any discussion that students at schools that have a high percentage of low-income students would be more successful if their smaller neighborhood schools were closed and they are bused to larger schools. Administration has stated that the district would save $1.3 million if these high-poverty schools are closed. I suppose the administration could also say that the district would save tens of millions of dollars if we raise class sizes to 50 to 1. But how would either of these proposals fit with the district's vision on what it takes to provide a high-quality education? Neither of these proposals are reasonable. While we must look for cost savings, our goal as a district must be to provide a high-quality education that does not impact the core of what the district's supposed to do. Neither elimination of the current equity policy nor the closing of the three neighborhood elementary schools is consistent with this. Neither proposal ever should have been made, and both proposals should be rejected. Thank you.